Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan on this Tuesday morning. I got you for one more hour till the warm-up show comes your way at 5-888-808-1019. We've been talking mainly about that miserable Yankee game last night. We mixed a little Knicks in, too. But last night, to me, the most frustrating of this recent stretch of bad baseball from the New York Yankees in an offensive ineptitude, an offense that's been the best team, the best offensive team in the American League, bar none. They still lead the American League in runs scored. They still have the second best run differential in baseball, and I think the best run differential in the American League. They have been overall a good baseball team. And now for 5 straight games, including the win at the end of the Kansas City Royals game series, where they won the game 1-0, offense has been absolutely atrocious here. And what bothers me more, right, because we can go through all the different stuff, and this is what annoys me about last night, the situational hitting, right? Because even with the runners in scoring position, you just heard the update from Marco, 1-for-18 with runners in scoring position. That drives me absolutely crazy. It always does. That's how you lose baseball games. We've seen it with the Mets. Despite all their winning, their pitching has been incredible. The offense has struggled with runners in scoring position. This team really hasn't. They have the 4th-best OPS in baseball with runners in scoring position. They've been a pretty good runners in scoring position team this year. And you go back to the Red Sox series. Yes, it was ugly. Yes, they couldn't hit to save their lives. And yes, they made colossal mental mistakes. They made mental mistakes on the base paths. You had, you know, Dominguez not remembering or understanding how many strikes there are in the count and gets picked off a second base right in the middle of an 8th-inning rally. Devastating. Ben Rice the next day getting picked off a second with his head up as you know what. Just unacceptable. Volpe throwing a ball away, stealing third base and getting thrown out. There were mental gaffes that remind us, and I know everyone, it reminds you of the World Series of last year. It reminds you of all the ills of last year's team. That was last year's team. And I understand we can connect the dots with Boone. That's fine. For 68 games, that was not this team. This team has not been the mistake-prone. They have been thrown out on the base paths the least of any team in Major League Baseball. Jason Dominguez was 15-for-15 in stolen bases and has never been picked off. Volpe had never been thrown out stealing at third base. Like, this team has been better. Jazz Chisholm has stolen bases. They've been far more athletic. They've been far better defensively. There were some miscues and, you know, lackadaisical plays on relays to second base and things like that. Those are the things that popped up late last year, or excuse me, all of last year and into the World Series and cost them. And it's no doubt, it's troubling that it showed up the minute they started losing. It absolutely is. But it's also not them this year. It might turn out to be them. We'll find out. I'm not telling you this won't be them. It was a blip on the screen. We'll see. They need to prove to me now that that won't be them. But it really hasn't been their issues. Last year, even while winning early on in the year, they were a sloppy baseball team. They weren't very good defensively. They didn't run the base paths well at all. This year, completely different. A completely different group. But what bothers me about last night, because despite the runners in scoring position issue, the real issue of this game is the situational hitting and moving runners over and giving good at-bats late in games, being able to lay down a bunt for DJ LeMahieu, being able to move runners over, having a leadoff double turn into something instead of three outs on six pitches after the leadoff double. That's what the problem has been. And if you look at this team and what they've done in these tight games, and is specifically in extra innings, because we gave the stat yesterday after the other day when the extra inning loss to the Red Sox on Friday night, that they are the worst team in Major League Baseball since this new rule has been instituted on the road in extra innings. They are the worst. But they've been the best at home over the course of that time in extra innings. But this year, they have come across extra innings 10 times. They have had 10 innings with the free runner at second base. They have scored him once. Their slash line in extra innings this season is their hitting. It's 70. It's .077 on base of .194. I mean, that's how 26 at bats, two hits, zero extra base hits, one run on a sacrifice fly, and 8 Ks. In 26 at-bats. They have scored one extra inning run. And that's what bothers me about last night, because we were supposed to get Giancarlo Stanton back, and they did. And he looked good. And he hit the ball hard three separate times, including a leadoff double that went nowhere late in the game. But Stanton's coming back. I've had, you know, the Rafael Devers news, I think, ends the Red Sox season, despite what happened that weekend and despite Father's Day losing that 3-game set. The news after of Devers leaving made me feel better about it. They're coming back home. They're playing the lousy Angels. They're getting Giancarlo Stanton back. This offense was supposed to come back to life after a lousy 4 games, and instead, they gave us what has been this year's team's biggest problem. It hasn't been the little league mistakes of getting caught off second base. That hasn't been this team's problem. This team struggles, as others have, but this particular team, despite the good offense, despite the well-played baseball for the first 68, they have struggled even while they're winning with the same crap when it comes to situational hitting. And last night, DJ can't lay down a bunt. They can't run players. They can't move runners over. Jason Dominguez comes up right-handed with an opportunity with a runner on third base and one out, and hits a little, you know, looping line drive in front of the second baseman who throws Goldschmidt out at home. Like, they just can't figure out a way to scratch across a run in the biggest moments of these games. And having said that, I expect them to be better at it. I expect them to turn it around. This offense is too good to be this bad, where they've scored 5 runs in the last 5 games. It's the first time since 1990. And let me credit Katie Sharp for all these stats, a lot of them. This is the first time since August of 1990 that a Yankees team has scored 5 runs in 5 games with an OPS lower. It's right now with an OPS lower than 500, I think at 462. It's the first time, well, 462 or lower, rather. First time since 1990 they've had a 5-game stretch this bad. 1990. 35 years ago. Which is puzzling to me, because I thought George Steinbrenner would never allow this stuff, and that's when he ran the team. But apparently he did. Because that's how far back you got to go since the last time the Yankees have had such a bad 5-game stretch offensively. And it starts with Judge, and for a team, and again, that doesn't even bother me that much, because this offense has scored the most runs, and this team has been deeper. And the idea that Judge is slumping, and so therefore the whole team slumps, is frustrating that it's popping up now, but it hasn't been their issue. This lineup has been deep. They've had 10 guys with above average OPS. They've been deeper. They've been smarter. They've been more athletic. They've been better defensively. And now that they've hit this skid, all of that goes out the window. But last night crystallized their biggest problem, which is situational hitting and figuring out ways to scratch across runs late in games. They have not been able to do it. They've been terrible in these situations. And the only saving grace is when they get to the playoffs, and they will, this dopey rule, which I don't even hate that much, but this stupid rule will not be there, and it won't become a bunt the run over and hit a sacrifice fly contest because they suck at it. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the call. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Boy, you're infuriating this morning. Huh? You're infuriating. Besides with the Knicks head coaching coach,
I'm not happy about anything.
What happened all of a sudden? What happened to them? What, they forget how to hit with runners in scoring position? I mean, come on. Judge is slumping, so that means everybody has to go into a slump.
It feels that way.
It does. And the thing is, Clark Schmidt pitched a good game last night.
That's true. No, I mentioned that in the open. I forgot to mention it there. Yeah, no, Clark Schmidt gave you 7 2/3 of shutout baseball. That was the best we have seen of Clark Schmidt in a long time. I can't even remember a better start than that.
I think the year before last.
Probably. And then you got, you know, you got a dominant, you got a very good inning.
And we got Stanton back. He hits the ball hard. And the thing is, so Judge goes into a slump. So, oh, okay, well, everybody goes into a slump. And the base running errors is, I mean, all of a sudden now we go back to last year. They have to stop the same nonsense that they were going through last year.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? I mean, and I don't know. They just seem lackadaisical. And you would think that the Red Sox trade of Devers. I mean, going there. What are they thinking?
What are the Red Sox thinking?
What are they thinking? So they don't have to pay the contract. So, but the ownership is. I heard on the update that the ownership is put more money into their soccer team. I mean, okay. So then why don't you just sell back the team to someone else?
Well, listen, and thank you for the call, Stu. Look, the Devers thing is complicated, I guess. I think it's real simple as far as you don't do what they did. I mean, that's it for me. We could argue about, you know, who's to blame for their strained relationship, who gets more blame. I do think the Red Sox get blamed for it. I mean, I don't think this is strictly like Devers is just a bad guy who wouldn't do what the team asked them to do despite spending, you know, giving him $300 million. They went about it in the worst possible way you could go about it to their prime player, to their franchise player. And like someone asked the Judge, what would you do if Judge was asked about Juan Soto before it happened. Judge was told, hey, we're going to get Juan Soto. We might move you to center. They didn't get Juan Soto and say, don't worry, Judge, you're not moving positions, and then spring training going, oh, yeah, by the way, Judge, we lied. You are moving positions. Before they acquired Giancarlo Stanton, before Judge even had a contract off of one good year, off of his rookie season hitting 50 home runs, they went to Judge and asked him how they felt about bringing in Giancarlo Stanton. There was no communication with this guy. They signed Bregman, and everybody's running with the idea they're going to play him at second base. They're playing Bregman at second base. No, we're going to play him at second base. Bregman talks about, yeah, I know, I'm going to play second base. I'll work on it, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to spring training, and suddenly, like, no, you're not playing. You're actually going to be the DH. And then because they don't have a well-built roster, because they have one first baseman and no depth in the organization, the first baseman goes down, and suddenly it's like, oh, you got to go play first base. And he's like, you told me to put my glove away. I'm a third baseman. I'm not all that good at that, but I love playing it. It helps me get involved in the game. I just found my stride as a DH. I'm hitting the cover off the ball. Now you want me to go like mid-season, pick up a first baseman's glove and figure it out? Like, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to just say, oh yeah, I'll go play first base. How'd it go for Mike Piazza? I can count a bunch of different people who couldn't play first, but you can't just go there and play first base. You expected your superstar, you pay all this money to just say, and just, you know, to swallow whatever you give him? put your glove away. Oh, pick up a first baseman's glove mid-season. And to trade him now makes absolutely no sense. I can't imagine. You might think he needed to go. He's not about winning. He's not a team player. Fine. You don't do it now. I'm sorry. You don't. You don't give up on the season with your best offensive player just as you're turning your year around and are a half a game out of a lousy American League playoff. Like, sorry. That's crazy to me. You wait till the end of the year. You try and make it work with him. In the offseason, you have better communication. You tell them, hey, look, let's just work on first base over the offseason. We'll hire the best damn, you know, first base coach, whoever you want. We'll figure it out. We'll work on it. Maybe you play some first. Maybe you play some third. You know, let's try and make you happy. No, but instead they have to trade him right away. And then everyone's telling me, well, it sets up. They'll go get Kyle, you know, they'll go get Tucker. Okay, they'll go get Tucker. Like, that's a guarantee. Like, free agencies are guarantees. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Andre in Queens. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. So, quick question. If the Knicks go out and get Mike Brown, you think it's possible they'll lure in LeBron James as well?
No. No, I don't. I don't mean to laugh at you, Andre, necessarily. It's just that it's funny. Jason Kidd, well, we'll go out and get Giannis. Like, every coach has, like, a player in his past that we all think are going to come here because of the relationship. No, I don't think they'll be able to get LeBron here. And honestly, like, I mean, not that LeBron isn't great. You want to bring LeBron here?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. You want to bring in that circus? I mean, and then again, like I could see bringing in KD and still having Brunson be the face of the team. If you bring in LeBron James, Brunson's the idea he's the captain now and that he's the head of the team, it's going to be real tough. LeBron James doesn't come in and sit side saddle. Like, I don't see it. And thank you for the call. And you probably have to take Bronny with you. I don't see that as a fit, even though he's still amazing at his age. I would not want LeBron James here. I know that's crazy. I mean, if it happened, believe me. If we woke up tomorrow, if I woke up tomorrow afternoon, because I got to wake up at noon to go do field day at my kid's school. If I wake up tomorrow afternoon, or later this afternoon, rather, and the word is LeBron James is coming to the Knicks, it's going to take me all of 30 seconds to tell myself this is awesome. I'm with you. Like, it happens, and I'm like, all right, I can see it. Let's go. Knicks got LeBron James. I'll be all pumped about it. But thinking, like, honestly, I don't know. And again, we can't be hiring coaches just based on the idea that the superstars they once coached are going to want to run to the Knicks. Like, we can't, that can't be how we do this. We can't be trying to get Jason Kidd. You should be getting Jason Kidd because you think Jason Kidd's a damn good head coach. You shouldn't be trying to get, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that assessment. Tell me that, I'll believe you. But you can't be trying to get Jason Kidd because you think it'll help you get Giannis. Or you can't get, you know, I don't know if there is a coach with KD. He hates them all. That's probably an unfair characterization, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I don't think, and not that the Knicks clearly don't want KD, as Mark Spears is apparently reporting, that he would love to come to the Knicks and the Knicks have no interest. But you can't hire old LeBron coaches and hope he comes. You can't bring in Jason Kidd and hope Giannis comes here. You just, that's not how you hire a coach. Let's go to Ollie in Toms River. What's up, Ollie?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you, buddy?
Good, good. It's Allie, by the way. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Allie. That's my fault.
Okay.
That's my fault.
I'm good. Yeah, I pretty much agree with all your points. You kind of touched on what I wanted to say about the Yankees and all that. It's disappointing that we lost to the Red Sox. I mean, that stinks. But we can't let these few games get us down. We're having an awesome season. I love it. I love watching the game every day. My son is having a great time cheering everybody on.
That's what it's all about. Let's take
it. Right. And we're going to the game on Friday.
Yeah.
We're getting that Superman Aaron Judge bobblehead.
Nice.
And yeah, that's what it's all about. We're having fun. We want to have a good time. We can't let this bring us down.
No.
In my opinion, I'm not a big Dominguez fan because every time I see him on the screen, I'm always going, come on, man. Oh, come on, man. You know? That's just my opinion, but I think we maybe hyped him up a little too much. But it's about defense. It's about defense. You know, defense, offense wins games. Defense wins championships.
Ooh, I like it. And Allie, thank you for the call. And that's clearly why he's played less than others. And I saw a stat that he's played 43, the equivalent of 43 games in left field this year, and they've played 70. So he's technically been on the bench for, you know, almost half the year. That's the reason is he's been better defensively. There haven't been any real, oh my God, how'd he drop that? Or, you know, any real disasters. He's not as good coming in on the ball as you'd like. But the reason he doesn't play is because Grisham's an unbelievable defensive center fielder and Bellinger's an incredible outfielder. And when the two of them and Judge are in the outfield, that's as good a defensive outfield as there is in baseball. And I just think that's it. And yeah, right-handed, he's not very good. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some at-bats. I know he's been hyped up. He's young. He lost the season early on in his career to COVID. Like, it takes some time. He's lost time to injuries. It's going to take some time. Like, he's not going to be a finished product right away, but I think left-handed, he's proven he can be a good hitter. He can run the bases. I know he had the gaffe the other day, but he's 15 for 15 in stolen bases. He's got immense speed. He's athletic. He puts the ball in play. He beats out every single damn, I don't know if he, how many double plays he has. He beats them all out. I think we expected superstardom. We expect the same thing from Volpe. That's why guys are down on Volpe, because we talk him up. We talk him up. Partially, I mean, yes, it's Brian Cashman. Yes, it's the Yankees. And they talk up their prospects. And sometimes it helps them trade them and get value. But as much as they're talked up and everything, like, we do it to ourselves too. Don't, like, Brian Cashman's not out there telling us this is, you know, that Anthony Volpe is the next Derek Jeter, or that Anthony Volpe is the next Cal Ripken, or that Anthony Volpe is the next great shortstop in this league. They just think he's a really good player. We like him, so we're not going to trade people for him, or we're not going to sign free agents and block him. We believe he's going to be our starting shortstop. I don't ever remember them saying, oh, this guy's an MVP. Anthony Volpe was the top six prospect in all of baseball. He had an incredible final year in AAA and then won the job out of spring training. You can't tell me, oh, they hyped him up. They almost didn't even give him the job out of spring. It's not like he had to earn it and have an incredible spring training. Jason Dominguez has been talked about. Jason Dominguez has the nickname The Martian. Jason Dominguez signed a $5 million signing bonus, which is very expensive for you know, that age and for your first contract with a team. Like, $5 million was a price point where you go, wow, they must really believe in this kid. And they do. But again, I don't ever remember them calling him Mickey Mantle, or like, he's just, you've heard his name bandied about a bunch, and he came up and was incredible in the short 8-game or 9-game stretch of a couple years ago. Like, we do it to ourselves with this high anticipation. I'll tell you this right now. Again, Anthony Volpe right now has a 767 OPS. If Anthony Volpe continues to have a 760, above 750, almost 800 OPS, and plays the defense he plays, I'm telling you right now, get used to him, because he's going to be the starting shortstop for the New York Yankees for the next 10 years. Because it is not easy to develop those type of players. It's not. We could say it is. It's not. And that's a starting player in this league. He's already won a gold glove. And if he's going to hit 15 to 20 home runs, and he's going to lead the team in doubles, and he's going to have a 770 OPS, that's your starting shortstop. He's not a superstar.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a steady player.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 434. 888-808-1019 on this Tuesday morning. I talked a little bit about it on Saturday, but I haven't talked about it in the overnights yet. And now I'm seeing the other trailer, too. A lot of movie stuff going on here that just – and comedies, too. And I'm hoping one of them is great because, let's be honest, I don't know. Maybe I'm the old guy in this one, but, like, when's the last time a really good comedy came out in the movie theater? Like, when's the last time you went to go see a comedy in the theater that actually, like, made you laugh? It feels like it's been forever. Now, to be fair, you know, I did see How to Train Your Dragon this weekend, and that's pretty much the only movies I go see now are Mario Brothers and How to Train Your Dragon and Sonic 2. I didn't get a chance to go see Minecraft, but I know...
Well,
I know
you get it at home.
I know the song, that's for sure. My wife took them to go see that one. I was busy doing something, I don't know. But, they did see Minecraft, but three comedies that, and I guess, you know, I don't know, I guess the one of them isn't going to be in the movie theater. I don't know about Spaceballs, but we've got, and they're remakes, and I know we hate remakes and stuff, but I'm actually excited about these three. We've got, obviously, Happy Gilmore 2. We've talked about a lot. We know Happy Gilmore's coming out. And the newest trailer for Police Academy, Naked Gun, Police Squad, Frank Drebin with Liam Neeson. As Frank Drebin, they just released a new trailer for it. It's got all... Frank Drebin Jr., right? He's playing Leslie Nielsen's son in the movie, which is totally buyable, sure. But it's got all the same kind of gags. It looks like a Naked Gun movie. I don't know if it's going to fit. I don't know if it's going to hit right. I don't know if it's going to be... You know, because who didn't love the Naked Gun movies? They're just the best... I love the Naked Gun movies. So I'm interested to see if they can actually kind of make that work with Liam Neeson. It feels weird, but the trailer does have all those same typical kind of gags that that Naked Gun had. And then they just announced the other day they're going to make Spaceballs 2. Rick Moranis is coming back. Like, Bill Pullman's going to be in it. Those are three movies right there that are literally, you know, hitting me in the childhood. Like, Happy Gilmore And Adam Sandler in that those mid 90s with my even the albums, we had all the albums, we'd play it, Tollbooth Willie and you know, The Farting Hypnotist and The Goat on the second one. Like, we had all those albums. We used to play the Adam Sandler stuff, watch all his movies. We were huge Adam Sandler guys. And Happy Gilmore is the, you know, as good as it gets. And to have another one of those to bring back Naked Gun and now Spaceballs, which, by the way, maybe one, I got to tweet out the picture. I was Barf, John Candy's character. Barf, he's a Mog, he's his own best friend. Half man, half dog. That was the best Halloween costume I have ever had by a mile. I went out and bought like a huge stuffed bunny at like a thrift store, cut it up, put like the fur on my hands, on my feet, bought like a big jumpsuit, like a janitorial, like, you know, beige jumpsuit, the ears from the bunny, the whole bit, painted my sister, painted my face. Tremendous, amazing Halloween costume. But think of those three movies if you're around my age, 40 to maybe 35 to 45, somewhere in there. You could probably go a little bit even older than that with Naked Gun. But Billy Madison, Naked Gun, Spaceballs? Sequels like all in a row here? That's awesome. I am pumped. Maury in Belmore, all they need is a Twins 2. When are they going to make Twins 2, Maury?
You're right. Tonight is your night, bro. They need a Twins. Hollywood is so desperate. They're bringing all these back. Remember Pizza the Hut?
You're not Pizza wrong. I normally knock all these remakes. I normally go, oh, my God, have a creative
idea. But we need them.
But I have to admit, Happy Gilmore, Spaceballs, and Naked Gun, if you're going to remake some movies, I mean, that's hitting me right
now. Those are the ones.
Those are the ones. I'm looking forward to all of those.
I'd like to, you know, Spaceballs, Pizza the Hut. I mean, there's some good characters in that movie. So I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just great. But, I mean, I think the last movie that might have been a comedy that did well in the movie theater might have been, like, Dumber and Dumber. I mean, it's been that long. It's been bad.
Yeah, I feel like What's Her Name, the HBO show, and she's wildly popular now, and she hosted Saturday Night Live, and she's, you know,
very sexy.
She had, like, a comedy with... this other guy, I don't know, but like she just had a movie that I feel like Sydney Sweeney, I feel like she just had a comedy that did well. I didn't see
smoking.
It. Yeah, yeah. No, she's very attractive.
All right.
But I feel like she just came out with a comedy that did well in the box office. But you're right. No, the comedies. I can't even think of the last time a great comedy came out. Yeah.
All right, let's talk really quick about the incomplete Yankees that Cashman put on the field this year, as well as they played. This is a conundrum that has been bothering us, either runners in scoring position, not scoring any runs, and not having a couple of professionals, or at least close to all-stars, playing either third or a different position in the infield. Volpe, I love him. If he's going to be my shortstop for many years, please get better, because there are game misses that he does, like that ground ball in one of the Boston games. It almost took our gut out of the game. I just feel like we're missing something.
I put that more on Goldschmidt. He's got to make sure he comes off the bag and doesn't let that get past him.
And why are we celebrating? Why are we celebrating Boston trading somebody? I'm happy that he's out of our league because he used to kill us. Yeah. But what I like is they're doing stuff. We're sitting here doing nothing. Cashman doesn't do anything to the trade deadline.
They're doing stuff? That's your answer? Hey, listen, at least they're doing stuff?
Make some moves.
Oh,
we've had no one at third base forever. We've had no one at third base all year.
They've got Jazz now playing third base. They need another infielder.
In the outfield. We're putting Peraza in the outfield. We're moving. How about we get some real problems with moving guys
out of position? Then why are we all screaming about Devers playing first base and he should do it? We scream about the Yankees playing guys out of position, but the Red Sox, you know, he's not a buy-in guy if he doesn't do it.
How about Chaz? Has Chaz disappeared? Where has he been? I thought he was supposed to be this incredible player.
Chaz?
He's been
really good. He got two hits last night.
What do you mean? I know, because they lost.
They lost, so everyone sucks. Do you know what his numbers are since coming back from the injury?
No one can get somebody from second base home. Come on, dude. What's going on?
I hear you. Well, first of all, with runners in scoring position, they're fourth best in the league. They've been bad with situational moving guys over.
I love the team to death. We're just not there. We don't have the pieces to go forward. Are we going to go through a whole another year of this? Not
a whole nother year of what? Being in first place and getting back to the World Series?
Being
I hope so.
And being an incomplete team. I want to win it. Don't you want to win
who's
it?
Complete? Who's complete? Where's the complete
you
team?
You complete me. You
That's
complete
what I'm saying,
me, Maury.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call.
You complete.
Where is the complete team? The Mets are about, I guess, as close as complete. We'll see what the starting rotation is going to look like now as we're first getting our first real fear of what it's going to look like as McGill and Canning have struggled a little bit here. And you're throwing Blackburn, who's been bad out of the bullpen, despite one good start against the Dodgers. You're throwing back him into the mix. So a little bit of the first time, at least I don't think we're at like really scary moments, but we're starting to just think that eventually it was going to happen where the rotation would come back to normal, and maybe it's starting to happen. The bullpen has been pretty good, but the underbelly of the bullpen's kind of, you know, besides Garrett, Razaban, and Diaz, you hold your breath a little bit, but they're pretty complete. The Dodgers would be complete if they're healthy. That rotation leaves a lot to be desired, but they're pretty complete, but that's it. Like, where do you expect this complete team? And they're not done building it yet. They have the trade deadline. What do you want, an all-star at every position? Again, heading into the Boston series, they had 10 guys. 10. There's only 9 that allowed to hit in one game, 10, or at least to start the game. 10 guys with an above-average OPS. What would you like? Superstars everywhere? DJ LeMahieu's hit 270 since he's come up. Like, I'm not saying it's a great answer, but like, go look around the league and tell me, where's the complete guy? Where's the complete team? Are the Tigers complete? You watch them? Like, what? They've scored more runs than anybody else in the American League. They're the fourth best team with runners in scoring position. They've struggled manufacturing runs and playing situational baseball at the end of games, and especially in extra innings. Can't argue with it. That's why last night sucked so much for me, because it really crystallized the problem for this team. Some of the other stuff was an outlier. Getting picked off a second base is an outlier. Forget not realizing how many strikes there are as an outlier. That has not been this team's issue. It hasn't been. They've made less outs on the base paths than any other team in baseball. That has not been their issue. They're more athletic. They run the bases better. They're middle of the pack at taking the extra base when they were at the bottom of the league the last couple of years. They take the extra base better. They beat out ground balls and beat out double plays better. They're better defensively. They're better at all these things other than the situational hitting. You're right. They don't move runners over. And they've struggled despite leading the American League in sacrifice flies, which I was surprised to look up as I was looking through this, that they actually lead. They're second in all of baseball and lead the American League in sacrifice flies with like 27. But last night was a perfect example of the struggles of this team. Can't get a bunt down. Can't move a runner over. Can't come through. Can't do the little things that win you ball games. No doubt that has been the problem with this team. But they're also explosive and lead the league in 5-run innings. And already have as many of those as they did last year. Like, the idea that they're incomplete or they're not good enough. And then, Maury, I love you, but you're going to tell me at least the Red Sox did something? That the Yankees don't do anything? Did you see the offseason when they hired Max, when they brought in Max Fried and they brought in Goldschmidt and they brought in Bellinger? Like, a week ago, we were just talking about, wow, the pivot's so much better. And why, they were playing the Mets a month ago, and it was like, the pivot's so much better. They're so much better without Juan Soto. Look at Bellinger. Look at Goldschmidt, Max Fried. They wouldn't have any of these guys. Now all of a sudden it's, oh, they don't have a third base. Yeah, of course, they're not perfect. They're not perfect. It's very hard to be a perfect baseball team. But I'm sorry. If you don't think they're contenders for the whole shebang, I disagree with you. They are one of the handful of teams that are contenders to win the whole damn thing. They absolutely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims on the home of Yankees radio, The Fan.
All right, 4:53. McMonagle here with you for another few minutes. Right here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Didn't talk all that much about the Mets with the frustrating Yankee loss, but obviously the Mets head to Atlanta for a very big series in a building that has typically been a house of horrors for them over the last few years. The Atlanta Braves are now 31-39, 13 games behind the New York Mets, but it's the Phillies you're looking at who have won five in a row. They have now jumped back to within two of the New York Mets for first place in the NL East. And coming off of that three-game sweep at the hands of the Tampa Rays, where, you know, they struggled offensively, were completely shut down, especially on Father's Day, had every opportunity after, you know, jumping out early to a 5-1 lead on Friday night. Blackburn came in and was unable to get outs. They went to Stanek instead of trying to stem the tide with a different reliever in that moment. But ultimately, tough to kill the Mets on how they handle the bullpen. They've done an excellent job at it. But in that game, a couple of questionable moves. And then just had opportunities. The Rays were kicking the ball around, couldn't get it done, and lose the next two, including a ass-kicking on Sunday. And after really, you know, the Yankees lost their first sweep of at the hands of the Red Sox, and the Mets had their first sweep of the season at the hands of the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Mets are now one of only a handful of teams after the Yankees had lost their fourth in a row that still haven't lost four games in a row. You do not want it to be tonight, a big game in Atlanta, trying to keep ahead of the Phillies, and you have your ace, David Peterson, on the mound, and you're going to look to kind of bring control back to the rotation. And that's really the question of the team right now. I mean, there's other questions. We'll see. You know, obviously, Pete Alonso had a bad series against Tampa, but you'd expect him to turn it around, hopefully. The offense has had its issues with runners in scoring position, still does. Got shut out in the last game. So you're looking at the offense, but here's the thing. Like, we were talking about, I was talking about this with Fleegs yesterday with the Mets. Like, it's not so much that, when I say it's the pitching that you're concerned about, it's not necessarily that I think the pitching is bad, because the pitching's been great. The concern is that they've been carrying the team, and the offense hasn't done as much as you'd like. It hasn't been god-awful, but with runners in scoring position in particular, it's been bottom of the league, and it needs to get better. And obviously, Soto's gotten hot. Nobody did all that much against Tampa Bay, but you're getting decent offensive seasons from some guys. Lindor, obviously, dealing with a pinky toe, Alonso, Soto. But Nimmo's gotten hot since being put in a two-hole. But the offense is supposed to be what carries them. It's very much similar to last year. Last year was supposed to be the offense that carries them, and really it was the amazing pitching staff that went off. But as, you know, and we'll see what we get from Blackburn. He hasn't been good out of the bullpen. He'll throw in this series against, I think it's Chris Sale, against Blackburn tomorrow after Peterson tonight. But Blackburn's back into the rotation. McGill's struggled a little bit. Griffin Canning has struggled a little bit. This rotation, when I say concerned, it's you're concerned you're eventually going to see what we all expect to see. Some sort of regression to the mean. Some sort of step back from guys like Griffin Canning, who haven't had really very much time in major leagues with an ERA under 5, let alone an ERA under 3. So, like, what do you expect? How does this rotation, while it's still waiting for guys like, you know, Montas, maybe he's been terrible in his rehab assignments, but Montas, Manaea obviously working his way back from the side issue. And, you know, until then, even when they get back here, eventually this rotation is not going to be as dominant as it's been. And the offense is going to have to kick it into gear. So it's not that the concern is the rotation. The concern is you're going to see eventually what we all expect to see, and the offense is going to have to step up. And the offense is going to have to take some time where they carry this team. And they've got a, you know, Schwellenbach, who's pitched well historically against the Mets, and then Chris Sale in these first two games of the series with Peterson, their ace, and then Blackburn going the second game, and you have Clay Holmes waiting in the wings for the third game of the series. It's an important series. You got Philadelphia following after that. You don't, you know, you want to go into that series at least still up to on Philly. And you want to, tonight especially, not lose four games in a row. The Mets have not lost four games in a row all season long. You want to bounce back off a day off on the road against a bitter rival who's, you know, it's kind of circumstances similar to the Red Sox. They're even worse than the Red Sox were when the Yankees let the Red Sox come into Yankee Stadium and beat them 2 out of 3, but you want to put a hurting on this Atlanta Braves team that's down in the dumps. You want to, I mean, there's talks about selling off. There's talks about trading away Chris Sale. You don't want them, you know, because if you go back to 2021 when they won the championship, there was a lot of talk about that. I forget what, it was late. It was, you know, right around the trade deadline. It was mid-July, series against the Mets, and there was some talk if that series didn't go well, the Braves could have ended up selling. Instead, they took it to the Mets, and they turn around and trade for Peterson and Soler, and the rest is history as they go on to win a championship. So I don't think this Brave team necessarily is capable of that, but the Mets are. And what you want to do is put your foot on the throat of your bitter opponent. The Yankees were woefully unsuccessful at it, losing 5 of 6 to the Red Sox. Don't allow the same to happen to you, Mets fans. Go out there and take it to the Atlanta Braves. We'll do more on that. Some mini camp stuff, obviously, as we'll get that reports later today for the Giants. So a little bit of football maybe moving forward. Yankees and Mets both play tonight. We'll have it all here. And who knows? The Knicks might add another name to the coaching search. I'm sure it'll excite us as much as every other coach we've heard so far. Enjoy the rest of your day. The warm-up show is next. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Fliegelman. I'll catch you at 2 a.m. tomorrow. Bye-bye.
101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.